News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking for a delay in the court fight with the governor over who is to blame for misspending $1.7 million of federal pandemic education funds. Drummond wants the lawsuit to go on hold until the state Supreme Court clears the air over his attempts to take control of the lawsuit filed by the governor against the private firm that disbursed the money. Daylight savings could be ending after a new bill passes the House. Senate Bill 1200 will get rid of the time changes in the spring and fall, locking in the spring forward standard. According to Representative Scott Fettgetter, the majority of Oklahomans endorse it.
American Farmers and Ranch, Oklahoma Automobile Dealers, OML, the Municipal League, and the Restaurant Association, are they endorsing this bill?
I think the question, not only are they endorsing the bill, but so are over 80% of your constituents.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.